Hi, it's Patrick from intensivecareathome.com.au, where we help long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy to improve their quality of life, and where we also help hospitals and intensive care units to save money and resources whilst providing quality care. In last week's blog, I was talking about what does it really take to put the best practice guidelines out into the field for mechanical home ventilation, and I have shared some insights there. In this week's blog, I want to talk about what I believe are the 10 myths about long-term ventilation with tracheostomy and intensive care. I also believe that those myths are directly or indirectly holding health services back to look for more progressive, holistic, and optimized care models outside of intensive care for their long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy. Now let's dive into those 10 myths. Number one, long-term ventilation and tracheostomy is not possible outside of intensive care. The next myth, going home from intensive care with ventilation and tracheostomy is not possible or it's difficult to achieve. Number three, there are no perceived alternatives for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy besides staying in intensive care for long periods of time. Number four, quality services for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy can only be delivered in a clinical environment. Number five, the best place for critical care nurses using their special skills is in a clinical intensive care environment. The sixth myth, it's too risky having long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy in their own home. Number seven, current funding models are standing in the way of providing an established funding stream for specialized intensive home care nursing services. Number eight, families of long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy feel that the best place for their loved one is intensive care. Number nine, ventilator-dependent adults and children with tracheostomy can only be successful weaned off the ventilator in intensive care. And last but not least, number 10, end-of-life situations for ventilator-dependent adults and children with tracheostomy are best managed and handled in intensive care. What are your thoughts? Do you think that there are other myths or obstacles standing in the way of providing specialized care at home for long-term ventilated adults and children? Leave your comments and have your say on the blog. If you are a health professional in intensive care and you think you know a long-term ventilated adult or child with tracheostomy and their family who would like to improve their quality of life in their own home rather than in intensive care, and if your organization would also like to save some money and freeing up a bed in intensive care along the way, or if you simply have any questions, give me a call or simply reply to this email. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecareathome.com.au, and I'll see you again in another update next week.